successful mindfulness of the daily activities. Mindfulness of a daily activity. Awareness and daily activity is the very life of the meditator. Awareness and daily activity is the very life of the meditator. Once a meditator fails to observe an activity, he loses his life, as it were. Once a meditator fails to observe an activity, he loses his life, as it were. That is, he ceases to be a meditator. Because he is a device of a mindfulness, concentration, and wisdom, or insight. Awareness of the daily activity is the very life of a meditator. That means only when you are all the time endowed with mindfulness, concentration, and wisdom or insight, you are a real meditator. Because mindfulness is sati, concentration, samadhi, wisdom or insight, panya. Sati, samadhi, panya are the positions of a meditator. Meditator must be endowed with at least these three best qualities of a meditator, namely mindfulness, concentration, and wisdom or insight. If meditator is not mindful, any activity or at any moment, then he is not really mindful, not real meditator. Maybe you can say he is a focused meditator, or he is a meditator just by name, because he has no mindfulness at all. Mindfulness meditator must be mindful of any activity of the body and mind at any moment, or from moment to moment. Then he is a meditator. If he is not mindful of any activity, either mental, social, physical phenomena, he is no longer a meditator. So, he has lost his life. Because the life of a meditator is mindfulness. Mainly mindfulness. And then concentration and wisdom or insight. So if a meditator is not mindful of any activity, at any moment, he has lost his life at that moment. So he is dead. He is dead as meditator. But he is alive as a human being, not meditator. That's why he has said awareness and daily activities is the very life of the meditator. Once a meditator fails to observe an activity, he loses his life, as it were. That is, he ceases to be a meditator because he is the device of a mindfulness, a concentration, and wisdom. Sati, samadhi, panya. Sati see mindfulness is the life of a meditator. If a meditator has no mindfulness at any moment, he has lost his life, so he is dead. The faculty of mindfulness becomes powerful by constant and uninterrupted awareness of each and every activity throughout the day's practice. The faculty of mindfulness becomes powerful by constant and uninterrupted awareness of each and every activity throughout the day's practice. Meditator must have a continuous and constant mindfulness for the whole day by being aware of all activities, all actions and movements and the daily routine. When his mindfulness becomes powerful, it's because of a deep concentration on which insight, knowledge into phenomena is built up. Constant mindfulness gives rise to deep concentration. Constant mindfulness gives rise to deep concentration. And it's only through deep concentration that one can realize the intrinsic nature of a mental and physical phenomena. Without deep concentration, no one can realize any mental, social, physical process and its true nature. So meditation needs some degree of a deep concentration, which can be obtained by means of a constant and uninterrupted mindfulness of a bodhinam process from moment to moment. And it's only through deep concentration that one can realize the intrinsic nature of a mental and physical phenomena. This then leads to the cessation of suffering, nirvana. Deep concentration, together with the realization of the intrinsic nature of a mental and physical phenomena, leads the meditator to the cessation of suffering, nirvana. So your concentration should be reasonably deep enough. To have this reasonable deep concentration, your mindfulness should be constant and continuous and uninterrupted for a certain period of time, at least one morning or one afternoon or one evening or the whole day. Constant and uninterrupted mindfulness is the cause of the deep concentration. Failure to note daily activities creates wide gaps of non-mindfulness. Failure to note daily activities creates wide gaps of non-mindfulness. If you are unable to note daily activities, there is a very wide gap in between the previous mindfulness and the following one, then your concentration becomes weak. So, the true mindfulness, all the mindfulness must be continuous, constant, so that the concentration becomes weak, and that brings about the insight into mental and physical phenomena. Continuity of noting is needed. Here, one view is missing. Continuity of noting is needed to carry the awareness forward from one moment to the next. With this kind of a practice, there are many new things to discover every day. With this kind of a practice, There are many new things to discover everything, every day. Because of a constant and continuous mindfulness, the concentration becomes deep. Then, meditator experiences new things and mental and physical phenomena every day. He discover unusual experiences in both mental and physical phenomena. It means that he makes the progress day by day. During a retreat, all you need to do is to be mindful. There is nothing to do quickly, hurriedly. There is no need to hurry in the retreat. Because of what you have to do is to be mindful of body-mind process, that's all. That is your work. There is no other work to do in meditation retreat for you. The Venerable Mahārāja Śyāro compared a Vipassana meditator to a weak invalid who by necessity moves about very slowly. The meaning is a Vipassana meditator must slow down all actions and movements as a weak invalid person moves about very slowly. This is what the Venerable Mahārāja Śyāro said. Why do we need to slow down all activities? Because we want to be aware of each and every activity of a body and mind as it really occurs. To have a continuous and constant mindfulness, which is the cause of a deep concentration. So, Venerable Mahārāja Śyāro compared a Vipassana meditator to a weak invalid who by necessity moves about very slowly. Doing things terribly slow helps to make the mind concentrated very well. Doing things terribly slow helps to make the mind concentrated. Because all the slow movements, slow actions, can be observed by meditator without failure. So the mind becomes more and more concentrated on being aware of all the activities which is done very slowly. If you want the meditation to develop, you must get accustomed to slowing down. You have to train yourself to slow down all actions and movements as much as possible if you want to develop your meditation, if you want to make progress in meditation. When a thing is turning fast, you cannot see it as it really is. This analogy. When a thing is turning fast, you cannot see it as it really is. Because when the thing is turning very fast, you can't see it as it is. Or you can see three blades turning one after another. What you see at that time is the circle. The circle is another original nature of the pen. When you see it as the circle, it means you do not rightly understand it. Your view about the pen is wrong because the pen is another circle. The pen is composed of three blades turning one after another. When the fan is turning very, very slowly, you see the blades turning one after another. Then you see it as it really is. In the same way, when you slow down your actions and movements, you are not able to realize any action or movement as it really is. Only when you are able to slow down these actions and movements, you can see them as they really are. Seeing as they really are means the insight, knowledge, samadhi, right view, one of the Noble Eightfold Paths. That's why you need to slow down your actions and movements. When a thing is a turning fast, you cannot see it as it really is. But when it is turning slowly, then you can see it as it really is. Therefore, you need to slow down considerably to be able to see clearly the mental and physical processes as they really are. Therefore, you need to slow down considerably to be able to see clearly the mental and physical processes as they really are. That's the right view, right understanding, samadhi, one of the Noble Eightfold Paths. When you are surrounded by people who are doing things in a hurry, be oblivious to your surroundings. Don't pay any attention to your surroundings. Be indifferent to your surroundings. Rather, note energetically your own mental and physical activities so that you can have the continuity of mindfulness and deep concentration. Talking is a great danger to the progress of the insight. Talking is a great danger to the progress of the insight. A 5-minute talk can wreck a meditator's concentration for a whole day. A 5-minute talk can wreck a meditator's concentration for a whole day. So you should all the time keep the noble silence. By being aware of all activity of a body and mind from moment to moment. In this way, you can make your progress day by day, hour by hour. Time and patience. 5. Time is the friend of the meditator. Time is the friend of the meditator. If a meditator has got pain in any part of his body, he is lucky because he has got a good friend. You believe? Yes. If you have pain, you can concentrate your mind on the pain very deeply. The pain lasts your noble mind. So if you can't depart it, so meditator is a good friend is the pain. If you do not have pain, you must long for it, look for it. Why? Because you have no good friend. But not being aware of this is good friend, meditators are afraid of it. So meditators should not fear it. Meditators should like it, but not to be attached to it. Some of the meditators are attached to the pain. When you have no pain, say, for about 1.5 hours sitting, he feels boredom. So he finds out his friend, look for his friend. By sitting, folded his legs under him and pressing strengthen the two legs with the whole body, then he has got his pain, his strength, and he is very happy with his strength, and of that is very concentrated, with a deep concentration. That this is right, this is true you are experience. If you have pain, you can concentrate your mind well on the pain itself. The mind doesn't go out very often. It's very rare for meditators to have the thought that when the pain becomes the head of pain. So pain is the son of the meditator. Do not evoke it. Some meditator, when they experience a painful sensation and sitting, they are afraid of the sitting. They do not want to sit. So they are walking in the whole morning. That is evading the pain. Actually, that's evading the good thing. Do not evade it. If it can lead you to Nibbana, the pain can lead you to Nibbana, you believe in this expression? The pain can lead you to Nibbana? Yes. In Sri Lanka, about the 9th century AD, there was a senior monk who had a great number of friends. A great number of disciples who had been enlightened, but he himself was not yet enlightened. One day, he was sitting with a disease that is the trauma disorder. He had got pain in the stomach. The pain becomes unbearable. So he rose on his bed, this side and that side, and groaning. Oh, please help me, oh, please help me, and groaning and rolling on this side and that side because of that pain in the stomach. Then one of his disciples, who is also an arahant, remind him, Venerable Sir, you are a good meditator. A good meditator should not cut for a great deed. The pain is your pain. Please get to observe it. Then you will be able to realize the characteristics of the pain. Then it will be beneficial for you. So, the senior monk takes the pain as the object of meditation and observe it. Pain. The more attentively it observes the pain, the deeper concentration becomes. The deeper concentration became, the severer the pain becomes the keeping. But he was very much patient with it, continuing observing the pain. Gradually the mind becomes more and more deeply concentrated on the pain. Then he gets into the center of the pain and experience the arising and passing away of one layer after another of unpleasant feeling or sensation, that's the pain. Then he begins to realize the nature of the true nature of the pain and also the impermanency of the pain. Later on, the pain becomes gradually disintegrated, then eventually it is exploded. At the moment the brain becomes exploded, the senior monk has attained to the final enlightenment of all actions. In this way, the brain leads to the meditative activity Nibbana, Rahasya. That's why we say if it can lead you to Nibbana, it must not be afraid of. It must be loved and liked, and accept it as it is. Pain does not have to inform you of its coming. Your pain, one is the disease and certain. It may not disappear, but if it does, you may cry over it, or your friend has gone away. Yes, the friend who can lead you to the cessation of a suffering nibbana has gone away, then the brain has disappeared. So it is observed not to make it go away. Pain is observed not to make it go away, not to make it disappear, but to realize its true nature. Pain must be observed to realize its own true nature. The pain to unleash unpleasant sensation, unpleasant feeling, unpleasant physical sensation. It must be realized by meditator. It has three types of characteristics. The superficial characteristics and general characteristics, and also ever-changing characteristics. So, when you observe the face, when your concentration is good enough, you will be able to experience unpleasant sensibility, unpleasantness of the feeling or the sensation. And again, when the deeper, when concentration becomes deeper, you are able to realize appearance and disappearance of the desire and pleasant sensation, one after another. Sometimes you are experiencing this unpleasantness, arising and passing away of unpleasant feeling, as if you see it with your own eyes. So in this way, pain can lead you to the wisdom, that is the insight knowledge, which leads you to the cessation of the suffering, Nibbana. So pain is observed not to make it go away, not to make it disappear, but to realize it in its true nature. So whenever you observe the pain, you are sensing it to realize it in its true nature. You must not have any intention to make it go away, to make it disappear. Pain is the key to the door of Nibbana. If you feel painful sensation, you are lucky to be possessed of the good key to open the door of Nibbana. As that senior monk realized the impermanence of the pain and attained the cessation of suffering Nibbana, so you are able to attain the cessation of a Nibbana after you have realized that the specific and general characteristic of the painful sensation. So the pain is the key to the door of Nibbana. when concentration is good, pain is not a problem. It's a natural process. If you observe it attentively, the mind will be absorbed in it and discover its true nature. When the mind is absorbed into the toy, then it will experience something new or the nature of the toy inside it. When pain comes, note it directly. It is ignored only if it becomes overpoweringly persistent. If the pain becomes overpoweringly persistent and severe and severe, you may ignore it, you may be indifferent to it. Then you should know the other objects, such as rising, falling, or the other mental state of physical process, so that you can know the loop of the pain to starting action. That means the shifting of your notion from the pain to the other object. Then you may have the decreasing of the pain, or the pain becomes a decreasing. It can be overcome by the deep concentration brought about by continuous mindfulness. Continuous mindfulness can bring about the concentration, deep concentration. Then, by deep concentration, you can overcome the pain. That means that you can realize the true nature of the pain, and the pain will go away, or appearance, disappearance of the pain itself. If intense pain arises during walking meditation, stop occasionally and take note of it. Be patient with anything and everything that stimulates your mind. Especially be patient with painful sensations. If you are not patient with the pain, you are not able to observe it, you are not able to notice it, then you cannot realize its true nature. So, patience is the great quality of a meditator. Patience, great patience, sinless effort, and perseverance are the best quality of a meditator. The great patience, sinless effort, and perseverance, all these three are the best qualities of a meditator. A meditator must be endowed to these the three kinds of qualities that is the least sensitive situation of the person. Patience leads to nibbana. Do you believe that they say that? Patience leads to nibbana. Yes, that's in your mind. With a great patience, with the painful sensation, observing it, and then the painful sensation of the suffering. Some of the meditators have the angry nature and everything. Then when he has got the faith, he cannot notice it. He gets angry with the pain. Then, abruptly, he gets up and walks away. So he goes to Nirvana or he goes to home. So, you must not be shocked, you must not be shocked and fat. Patience leads to Nirvana. And patience leads to hell. Do you believe that? If you are not patient with anyone who insults you, if you kill it, you go to hell. So patience leads to hell. Patience leads to nibbana. No time mental state. We are no term mental or emotional state. Do it quickly, energetically, and precisely, so that the notion mind becomes continuous and powerful. Then thinking stops by itself. When you note any mental state, such as distracting thoughts, ideas, opinions, mental images, or emotional states such as anger, sorrow, worry, and so on, you should note it energetically, precisely, and somehow quickly. Energetically means calmly, with a great deal of mental force. When you note any mental state, or thinking mind, wandering mind, imagination, seeing mental images, then quickly, energetically, and precisely, your notion mind becomes continuous, constant, and more powerful. Then the notion mind, the powerful notion mind overwhelms the thinking process. Then thinking process stops in a short time. If you note thinking mind, wandering mind, this mental state, slowly, lightly, loose, superficially, thinking, wandering. It means that you are noting, encouraged with the thought to keep going on. So the thought becomes growing. Then it won't stop. So you need to note any thought or wandering mind, thinking mind. Energetically, precisely, somewhat quickly. So that your notion mind becomes more and more powerful, and more and more powerful, and sharper and sharper. Then thinking stops by itself. Unless you can note the wandering thought, you are already defeated. When attempting to concentrate the mind, it means unless you cannot note, unless you can note wandering thoughts, thinking mind, imagination, planning, and all the other mental states, your mind cannot concentrate the world or the object of meditation. Only when you can note these thoughts, wandering mind, thinking mind, the notion mind becomes gradually concentrated on the object of meditation because the thought process has stopped in its time. So, unless you can know the wandering thought, you are already defeated when attempting to concentrate the mind. If your mind is still inclined to wander, it will mean that you are not really noting thoughts energetically enough. So if your mind is still inclined to wander, it means that you cannot really observe the thinking mind, wandering mind, energetically, precisely, somewhat quickly. The acquired ability to do this is indispensable. If you have the ability to note all the thoughts precisely, energetically, and somewhat quickly, then you are able to concentrate the mind very well on the object of meditation. So, precise, quick, and energetic notion of the thought is indispensable. If you are aware of the content of thought, they will tend to go on. If you are aware of the content of a thought, they will tend to go on. So, during your meditation, you are thinking about your what. The what is the content of the thought. You must not note the what. You must note thinking process, not the what. If you know the what, it means that you are observing the content of the thought. Then your mind will not be concentrated on the object. Thinking will keep going on. When you know the thinking about the what, not the what, but thinking process. Noting, thinking, 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 thinking. Noting, thinking means that disturbing the thought process so that it cannot go on. So, thinking, 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 thinking. Then the note mind becomes powerful. It overwhelms the thought process. Then thought process stops in its tracks. If you know that you are what, then your thinking will go on, but it won't stop. If you are aware of the content of thought, they will simply go on. If you are aware of the thought itself, then thinking will cease. Do not be attached to thinking and theory. Do not be attached to thinking and theory. Sometimes the meditators like to enjoy thinking by sitting among all other meditators in a meditation hall, closing the eyes, then think about his friends, his family, and think about his work. He is very much pleased with that thought. It means that he is enjoying the thinking process. It means that he is attached to it. Then his thinking won't stop. Because he likes it, he enjoys it, it keeps going on. So, to avoid it, as soon as you have thought, you notice it, thinking, and negatively, come up quickly and precisely that thinking will process. You have no time to enjoy it, you have no time to be attached to it, then it will stop in a short time. Do not be attached to thinking and theory. Meditation is beyond time and space. First, do not be caught with thinking and theory. Insight will arise with the deep concentration. But logical and philosophical. The small process and their true nature. Because logical and philosophical thinking is very shallow. If anyone is able to attain any insight or enlightenment through logical and philosophical thinking, all philosophers would have been at hand. Yes. And Vipassana meditation, there is no room for thinking about analyzing logical reasoning, philosophical thinking, preoccupation. What is needed is to pay fair attention to what is happening to your body and mind as it really occurs. That's all. Bear attention, unjudging mindfulness, non-reactive awareness. These three terms are up in the attention. Bear attention. The attention without being mixed with any intelligence or intellectual. So you should say there it is what's happening. It means that you observe that mental state of the process as it really is. That's all. You must not analyze it. You must not think about it. You must not conceptualize it. You must not intellectualize it. If you do it, you can't realize it as it really occurred. So, logical and philosophical thinking comes with the jealous concentration. Through this concentration, you are not able to realize any enlightenment, or you are not experience the cessation of the suffering. Drowsiness can be overcome by putting in more effort. Drowsiness is a bad friend of every meditator. Drowsiness, sleepiness, sloth and tapa is a bad friend of every meditator. There is no meditator who does not feel sleepy in a meditation in the world. Huh? Yes. So, sleepiness, drowsiness, sloth and tapa must be overcome by noting it more attentively, energetically, and precisely. If you note lightly, superficially, say, sleepy, 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 it won't work. What would happen? Sleepy, 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 then sleepy, sleepy, then fall asleep. So you should note it more attentively, more energetically, somehow quickly, as if you are angry with it. Say, sleepy, 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 like that. So that your mind becomes alert and active. There are 7 ways of overcoming this sleepiness. The Buddha taught the Venerable Moggallana, who sometimes once felt sleepiness and meditation. You want to know 7 ways of overcoming sleepiness. You need not know these 7 ways, because you enjoy it. You enjoy sleepiness. That's why I said sleepiness at bedtime. It's the same of every meditator. Every meditator has a different sense, that is very bad. So, just if we have time enough, I'll briefly explain to you the 7 ways of overcoming sleepiness, as taught by the Buddha to the Venerable Moggallana. And it may be beneficial after you apply to your meditation. Drowsiness can be overcome by putting in more effort. As I said to you now, more effort. Sleepy, 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 drowsy, 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 like that. You should remember and apply this method to it. Vigorously laboring. Vigorously laboring. How? Sleepy, 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 like that. Vigorously labeling activities is helpful. Not sleepiness energetically. If you accept laziness, you will go on half sleep. Not half sleep. You will go on sound sleep. If you accept laziness, you will go on half sleep. Actually, the energy to note is always there. Sometimes some of the meditators complain that he has no energy to note sleepiness. But actually, the energy is there. But we do not produce it enough. Actually, the energy to note is always there. The trouble is that you are reluctant to do it, or you are lazy to do it. The mental attention is very important. So, do not be pessimistic. That means that the whole sitting with this Buddhism is that I want to concentrate my mind, my meditation is useless. That's a pessimistic view. You must not have that. Buddhism is a natural process. With a meditation or non-meditation can happen at any moment. If I know it attentively and intuitively, I can overcome it. You must keep that attitude in your mind. With that attitude, you should proceed to making the sleepiness. Do not be pessimistic. If you are optimistic, you offer yourself an opportunity. Not only in meditation, but also in your daily life too. You should be optimistic, not pessimistic. The optimistic view, which is to be kept in mind by everyone, is called Yoniso Manasikara in Pali. Yoniso Manasikara. Yoniso means a topa. Manasikara means attitude. You must have a proper attitude towards all events. That means that you must be optimistic view about anything or everything that you confront in your daily life. Then, you must be pessimistic. If you are optimistic, you will offer yourself an opportunity. Then, there is satisfaction in every situation. That's the point. In every situation, you must be satisfied with the situation. To have that satisfaction in every aspect of life, you should have the proper attitude that is such an optimistic view about the life or the situation. And you have this optimistic view about the situation. You have the satisfaction in the situation by yourself. When you are happy, you can proceed with your work and you can do the work successfully. Then there is satisfaction in every situation and there will be less distraction, that is a meditation. A human being has a great variety of abilities and the strength to do many things. If you want to develop this meditation, it's the ultimate goal of a complete awareness, that is a arahantship. You will need to put in a determined effort into the practice. You will need to put in a determined effort into the practice. If you put this all out effort, you will achieve the final liberation from habits, clinging, fear, confusion, and all mental defilements attain the cessation of suffering. So you should put all out effort in your practice in sitting, in the walking, as well as in daily activities, so long as you are awake. May all of you rightly understand. And reading this guidelines repeatedly, grasping the essence of what mentions in the book, try your best and attain the cessation of the suffering.